I'm Rona Tarrant. The number of people missing after California's deadliest wildfire has fallen to 25, from a high of more than 1,200 at the height of the disaster. The number of those killed has stood unchanged at 88. Authorities on Sunday lifted evacuation orders for a number of areas that had been affected by the fire, but warned that the town of Paradise remains closed to traffic and is at risk of flash flooding and mudslides. The Archdiocese of Santa Fe, New Mexico, plans to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection following the recommendation of several consultative groups. Archbishop John Wester said he decided to take the action because the Archdiocese faces up to 40 active claims from alleged victims of clergy sex abuse. Last week, agents from the Office of New Mexico's Attorney General executed a search warrant to obtain records from the Archdiocese regarding at least two former priests credibly accused of abuse. The Diocese of Wheeling-Charleston in West Virginia has released the names of clergy who have been credibly accused of sexual abuse of minors. A diocesan statement said the list dates back to around 1950, the period for which there are reasonably reliable files. Baltimore Archbishop William Laurie, who is the apostolic administrator of the diocese, said the release is part of its ongoing commitment to transparency and aiding the process of reconciliation and healing. A UN plane is to evacuate wounded Houthi rebels from Yemen in an effort to build confidence ahead of peace talks. That's according to the Saudi-led military coalition fighting the rebels, who said 50 rebels are due to be flown from Sana'a for treatment in Oman today. UN-sponsored talks between the rebels and the Saudi-backed government are expected to start in the coming days. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.